Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of our happy Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if we've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Man, there's some good photos and video stories. There's just a really cool one about a manta ray signaling that it needed help, and then the guy, how he went down and rescued a member of the ray's family, and they got to see a manta ray ritual that's not been filmed before. Very, very cool story. And anyway, so there's some good stuff posted. So check out Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Recalls or anything up that you need to be aware of. Just the good stuff this last couple of weeks up there on Facebook. So if you haven't checked in and checked out the great photos and videos, there's good stuff to entertain you there. And it is again the first Sunday of September, and the first Sunday of the month around here is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And speaking of helping our animal friends, someone that has devoted I think most of her life to helping animals, and really doing that these days. And that, of course, would be the chief cook and bottle washer and creator and founder and all of that good stuff of Help Animals India. Eileen Weintraub, welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you for that nice introduction. And I think you've been helping animals your whole life also.
Well, that would be true. I grew up loving animals more. I had to learn to love people. I always did better with animals. It is, I don't know, sometimes it's a calling, sometimes, people like you and me, I mean, we do tend to spend our lifetimes devoted to our animal friends. So,
And the people that help them, too, because, you know, helping animals includes helping the people to help them.
Exactly. Right. I know, just as an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, you know, when I go to work with people and their dogs to help them straighten out, I do a lot more work with the people, you know, than I do with the dogs. So,
right.
The human part of this is important. So for anybody that doesn't know, if there's somebody just tuning in, tell us what Help Animals India is all about.
Help Animals India is a USA nonprofit, and we give grants, training, and advice to animal groups in India and also Nepal. And the dollar goes very far to these places, so we can hire a veterinarian for $800 a month, and a shelter worker for $200 a month, and so, you know, we can support these hardworking animal groups, and there are many shelters, but it's not about the shelters; it's about helping the animals on the street. And India, like a lot of other they still use the word third world countries, has a lot of street animals or community animals. Then they just live on, you know, along with the people, and some of them do well and some of them suffer a great deal. So these are the groups that go out and treat and rescue these street animals, and most importantly, the spay-neuter rabies vaccination projects. Because if there's a, you know, rabies case for humans, and everyone wants to kill all the street dogs. So this goes on, and we'll be making progress, sometimes slow, sometimes significant, to keep the population in a humane way of the street dogs down.
Well, and of course, you know, I really appreciate Help Animals India and the way that you work, Eileen, in that you don't just have like one little storefront over there in India where it's Help Animals India and you help that little area or one kind of animal. You spread the help all over the place because they don't just have, you know, like dogs and cats. I mean, they've got all kinds of other animals that we don't have to deal with in our country, like monkeys and elephants and that sort of thing. But Help Animals India, Eileen, helps all of those organizations. Now, and I don't know if we've actually talked about this, but because I've been thinking about, you just mentioned, you know, rabies vaccinations and so forth, and that rabies is a much more prevalent disease in India than in our country. But
well, less so as the years go by, and we're very, very proud of the fact that, you know, we have some rabies-free cities, and
wonderful.
You know, a lot of progress is being made.
So
that way.
I'm wondering,
still much more than this country.
But so obviously, I know you've always shocked me with the statistics when you say there's something like 33 million street dogs or community dogs in India, which is mind-boggling to me. But so do they, Eileen, somehow run like rabies vaccine clinics or something and round up the street dogs and vaccinate? How does that work?
Yeah, definitely. Well, they have to keep track of the ones they've vaccinated, and all of these street dogs that have been spay neutered get an ear notch, and that's that's the same that we do for in our feral cat projects here in this country.
So you well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe they'll get a little tattoo, but you can't always see. So something very visible, and it's they're already under anesthesia, so it's not painful, and they just get a little tip of the ear clipped off, so they can see right away that this dog has been neutered, and then they keep track with the so the rabies vaccination, it's a 3-year, and so it has to be repeated in 3 years. However, as I think mentioned to you, the community dogs, they generally only live about 6 years or so. So, you know, they get one or two vaccines, they're lucky. So that's all the vaccines they'll get. And mostly, so these groups are out, you know, there's why we call them community dogs is because there are community feeders. And maybe the dog kind of lives outside a shop. So it's sort of an owned dog, not really, you know, walked every day like we think of our dogs, and just kind of lives around with the other dogs and has a pretty okay life. But, you know, they have to be spay-neutered. And if they get into trouble, and they do with maggot wounds and all sorts of horrible situations, they need to be treated. So that's why they have the different, in India, nonprofits, they call them NGOs, which mean non-government organization, and which means it's privately funded, you know, by people like you and me, and we help them. We pay the salaries, and they have lots of volunteers. But there's nothing sadder than someone who has a community dog, and these are many are very poor people, and they have no way to get them fixed. So that's where the NGOs step in. So people can bring them to the clinics, or we have dog catchers that go out and just catch and fix the unowned dogs. So these are very skilled catches, and they use nets.
So, you said they use a net to catch the dogs?
Yeah. And now if they're friendly, they'll just pick him up
Yeah.
and
So
put
it's
him.
not like, with feral cats in our, with the trap neuter release programs, where they have to trap, the feral cats, to spay and neuter them. That's what we do in this country,
Well,
and that's been started there. But with the dogs, like you said, often they might be friendly, so they can just, come up to them, or
same with our cats,
but they don't
but
use
so
traps. If they need to catch them, they use big nets. Is that what you're saying, huh?
yeah. Well, sometimes even in this country with feral cats, you won't have a cat, wants to go in a trap. That takes a long time. So you can use a net on a cat also, but you have to be very skilled. So, first of all, the net has a very, very long handle. And I helped bring so these nets are sold by our animal care equipment companies here. But they didn't really know about them in India. So I brought some of the first there in 2003.
Oh,
And
wow.
now they make them because they have the
Oh.
fisher industry, fisher people. So they have nets for the fish, so they know how to make
Yeah.
them. So it has a very long handle. And then, so you just, you have your distance to the cat or dog, and then you have to be quick and then twirl it up. It's not a pleasant business, but this has
Yeah.
to be done. So those are the nets, and it's not really that they wouldn't have a have to have a big trap. They do have these large traps for like wildlife or, an injured leopard or something like that, or. They have to have very big traps, but that's much more, they'll be able to catch the community dogs, like 10 a day, and put them in the vehicle, and many of those vehicles we've funded, and the Indian roads are very rough, so even though we fund a vehicle, doesn't cost. It costs a lot less than it does here, so maybe it's like 10,000, 15,000 tops, but it needs repairs, and so we have to fund that and just keep it going. But now there are very charming pictures of people bringing in their dogs on a back of a motorbike or and things like that.
Well, that's really wonderful, 'cause you're helping to fund the spay and neuter and vaccine program for the community dogs and street dogs. I know you also are working with groups that are doing the trap neuter return program with the cats, because there are cats as well in India.
Well, as the dog population goes down a little bit, it sort of gives this, there's also monkeys all over the place too, and a lot of traffic. So there are cats running around India. They're, they don't have much of a chance with all the traffic and all the hubbub. So mostly the cat projects are for the people bringing them in. So, so they have a cat and they can. Bring them in and get a free or subsidized
Now, what
spay
about,
neuter.
because you mentioned monkeys, that there are monkeys all over the place. Are there any
Well,
kind of programs that exist for monkeys? Do they spay and
no,
neuter monkeys or anything?
it's a complicated operation. So they just kind of let them be. But the monkeys do get into trouble. They call it the
Yeah.
monkey menace.
The
And
monkey menace, huh?
they've been known to, like, how people walk around with their cell phones in their pockets,
Yeah.
They've been known to be pickpockets. And
Oh. Oh, wouldn't that be you're wandering around India and a monkey comes and picks your pocket and runs off with your phone?
yeah. And
Oh my.
also they go in the high wires and they can get electrocuted, and there's many stories of baby monkeys needing help and, rescue. So there's a lot of care that goes on for the monkeys. And also the other kind of animal that needs the most help is the working horses and donkeys that maybe
Wow.
they've been abandoned to the street. And I've seen this for myself, just a horse
Oh.
wandering around the street, a donkey. So
Really?
they need to be taken to sanctuaries, and you know, they don't belong on the street by themselves. And so, you know, we try for that to happen. But you know,
right.
India is a very vibrant place. You want to take a break, Martha?
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock, and let's keep Nathan happy. So this is an appropriate moment that we will take care of advertisers, and then we will continue our discussion with Eileen and Help Animals India, because there's another animal. We haven't checked on the elephants yet, and that's a whole other subject in India. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Help Animals India straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We just heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements. That's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins called NuPro Nuggets, and the dog supplement is phenomenal. Great for skin and hair coat. They have a hip and joint formula as well. It's a powdered supplement you put in the food, makes a great gravy. It's great for picky eaters. And man, it helps keep your dog's hair on their bodies instead of all over your house. You still got to brush it and groom them and so forth, but the hair stays on their body. So check them out. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You can check them all out on their website. And then if you can't find them at your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And our wonderful sound healer, the Northwest Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Centers in her home now in Shoreline. It's a phenomenal experience to see her for Acutonics, the Acutonic Forks, which I think are more powerful than the needles. And like chiropractic and sound healing with the gongs and the chimes. It's amazing. She can work with you in person, which if you can do that, it's so worth it. But she can also work with you remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are in the middle of a conversation with Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India. And good morning again, Eileen.
Good morning.
And
weekend here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure you've got a beautiful sunny day going on down where you are.
Yeah, and I sent you that email of that story. Excuse me. Of how we were able to help the dogs in a very remote part of India. Did you get to read that?
I had some medical stuff going on this week and testing, I started to, and then I got interrupted with all of that. And honestly, I just forgot to go back to it. So no, you're going to have to enlighten me along with everybody else.
Okay. So, well, I guess for most people, India seems like a very far away place. And it is. It's across the world. But mostly, you know, we help the more well-known places, you know, the mega cities and the places where people go for spiritual teachings. So many people have studied Buddhism or Hinduism over the years, so they've been to all the known places. And then they come back and they want to help. But recently, we found out about a group in a very far place of northeast India, right in between Bangladesh and Myanmar, formerly Burma. You know, how do you love that? And, you know, it's very hard to help in these places. But these are a group of young people who got together and started an animal group. And they even got a website. It's just amazing. But they had no vet to come and help there, at least even the shelter dogs, let alone the rest of the dogs. So we contacted this famous politician, and she arranged it all. So, you know, they're going to have someone come out and help and do a camp. So, you know, the spay neuters go on all year round, but mostly they go on this time of year when it's finally cooled off. And, you know, from the high temperatures of India start finally starting to cool off. And those are the best months, you know, where you can do the operations before the dogs get pregnant again. So my heart really goes out, you know, as I always say, what if we're all here going to an animal, you know, talk or whatever, and there's some puppies outside? Everyone would go running outside, you know. Uh-huh. But these people and the young people, and the, you know, that's what their lives are like every day. So, you know, the least we can do is, you know, help them get the dogs spay and neutered so they don't have the endless cycles. So,
wonderful that you, sounds like you were, you know, they had the heart and the intention, but weren't getting the help that they needed in terms of veterinary care, but you were able to help facilitate that.
Yeah, so, but they all do, and, you know, parts of this country also, you know, is very poor, you know, poorer parts. So, you know, we live in this area, and, you know, there's a lot of challenges, and there are a lot of situations, but basically, you know, we're much, much better off. So, you know, would you want to help, you know, where the need is greatest? And not only helping where the need is greatest, some of these places you can't help. You know, there's war, there's no infrastructure. So, you know, you have to build the infrastructure first. And then and then you say, why we help, we're not just helping in one place. The philosophy of our charity is to build up these places, you know, so they can get their own local donations and they can be more independent. So, you know, we're not the only, you know, we're just to encourage them. And then people say, oh, you know, they're being funded by, you know, some big USA charity, Help Animals India. So, you know, somehow, so they get confident that, you know, they want to help also. So, you know, that's how it goes. It's a wonderful thing and a wonderful opportunity. that somehow we seem to have gotten into. So, you know, we take advantage of that as we can and keep you know, encouraging people. And, you know, it's not an easy life. And being an animal rescuer, especially in these third world countries.
Yeah, that's why I really appreciate you and what Help Animals India does. I know that my monthly donation is helping, you know, and that and it might be the dogs or the cats or the elephants or whatever's needed. But I feel like at least I'm making a little bit of a contribution to help. And I think that's so important. I mean, we need lots of help with the animals in this country, but, you know, there are other places that have even worse problems than we do. So it is really nice to spread the help around. And I know you've made the point before, but isn't it true that our American dollar, our money, goes a lot farther in India than here? So you can do a lot with the money that we donate.
Well, it's one good thing about the dollar. You know, it just keeps it keeps its strength. And since I started helping, it's about doubled in the exchange rate. The costs have also gone up to a certain extent, but still, you know, that's the strength of the U.S. dollar with all of our problems. People should know that at least we have that going for us.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. So, what about the elephants? I know that the there's an elephant sanctuary that you help support. Any news on the L's?
Just ongoing, and I think last month I mentioned getting the robotic elephant for the temples and the Hindu temples. Keep an elephant to give blessings because the elephant represents one of the gods, God's Ganesh. But the elephant doesn't live a very nice life. It has to just be in a stall all day and maybe on a concrete floor without any friends. And the elephant is trained in a certain way. So now they are having these, think of Disneyland. So like, you know, moving elephants like that would look like in Disneyland, full size, and people
mechanical elephant,
mechanical,
a robotic, so, that would replace the live elephants, you know, that they would have do the blessings at the temples,
and then we could bring the live elephants to sanctuaries, and then they could these are mostly female elephants because they're more docile, so no one tries to do this to a male.
Right. So I wonder, has anybody of any of the temples actually made this change and have a robotic elephant instead of a real one?
Yeah, a couple have.
Really?
And we helped fund one of them. And
is it well-received, do you know?
Well, it's unique and, you know, people talking about it and, you know, wave of the future. And I mean, the same way here, you know, cars replaced horses and buggies, right?
Right. <You know? laughs> Absolutely. Yep. So progress is being made. Remember how many elephants are at the sanctuary that you support?
Well, there were seven, and when the one that they had the longest, the mascot, she passed away recently, but she was pretty old, and she was quite arthritic because she was, so not only for temples, there also, she was used for logging. So, you know, when you go into these woods and, you know, you've seen like horses and pulling these big logs, she was used for that. So she was pretty beat up, and so she's, actually, I just got a photo of her burial ground. Very beautiful, with a little flower lay on it. She was buried right there.
So do you have plans to take in any more elephants then?
Yeah, they can. They have room for a few more. Each one is a long, long process. They have to get proper papers and proper releases, and So, you know, they did get two this year. So, you know, slowly they can get a few more.
Wonderful, wonderful. So but it sounds not, like at least there that. Is slow right? progress being made at getting these elephants out of the unacceptable environments they live in for human entertainment and getting them into a sanctuary. It sounds like you're making some progress.
Yeah, and they have a lot of land, and you know, the other thing we did was build a pond for them. Had to be a big pond.
I bet. Well, that's got to be so much fun to watch elephants frolic in a pond.
Yeah,
they really enjoy the water.
Right. So that, and then other animals too. We've built. We have a sanctuary for senior dogs, and some of these dogs, the pet, you know, like same like we have here, Old Dog Cave. So they have one, and that we've been supporting. And these are dogs that just won't be adopted, and you don't want these former pet dogs to go to the street. You know, just be thrown on the street. It's awful, really. You know, they're used to a home. So they have a nice sanctuary, and then we built a pool for them also there. So that's really great because, you know, it was a very hot summer.
I was going to say the weather can be so hot over there.
Well, yeah, subtropical country, and they do have nice fruit, though.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that there were dog sanctuaries. But that makes perfect sense. But not necessarily for senior street dogs. It's more companion dogs or pet dogs.
Well, no, some of the street dogs can't go back to the street, and then you know, we have to get them a wheel cart, or you know they have different injuries. No, some there's many dog shelters.
All right. Are there enough cats to be cat shelters, or?
We're supporting about four different places for the cats, and yes, they do have a shelter, and but mostly they, you know, we want to emphasize we want them to go out and do the state, you know, the TNR, trap, neuter, release, and you know, so that's why you know we got the cat traps over there and. Different, or you know, or just for people to bring in their own pets, and not you know dump off kittens and things like that. Yes, there are some cat shelters.
I'm thinking about the monkeys again because I think maybe we've talked about it in you know shows past, but I seem to remember. Aren't they working on some kind of maybe sterilization program or something they would be able to?
I'm not up on that, and I think they did do some, but it's a complicated operation. And then there's also this a chemical sterilant.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, we have a group here, and of ACCND, what it stands for, and they have conferences every year, so not just for monkeys. It's for all, you know, cats and dogs, and all kind of animals need that help. And so they, it just said that in the past, there was a lot of problems with the chemical sterilant and causing side effects. The animals get cancer, and it's not good. So and then also very expensive too.
So no good definitive plan yet, it sounds like, but
yeah,
they're working on it.
Then it's not a permanent fix either. You know, it has to be given once a year and things like that.
Are there any other kind of animals that we have to be aware of in India that you need to pay attention to?
Whatever your favorite animal is, I just got a video of a peacock rescue.
Oh, there's a peacock rescue? So they have peacocks in India.
Yeah, and there's a lot of bird rescues go on, just like our paws shelter here. Helps all different, most of these places. You know, there are some cat shelters and you know, places that focus more on dogs and things like that. But most of the groups, you know, in the cities, the major group will help all animals as they can. And that includes birds. And, you know, then you have to have a specialized vet who knows how to help wildlife.
All right. Well, now, anything else that we need to be caught up on or know about this month?
Well, we're just, you know, heading into the fall and our major fundraising effort to give these places their boost, you know, for the year. So we just hope, you know, get some good donations and send it over. And that's, you know, the greatest thing when we can send the money over and we know that you know, these places are trustworthy. I visited most of them myself, and, you know, gosh, I've been doing this since 1995, and really.
So, well, you know, that's why I really appreciate you, because I don't have to even think about it. The money goes off. I donate, and I know that you know what you're doing, and you've checked all these places out, so the money is always going to a good cause. And so I was going to ask you if there's a particular time of year where donations are more important than other times, but I think didn't you just say that this is the major fundraising time of the year?
Yeah, so then I can send, it starts now and goes towards the
end
of the
year.
Okay,
so folks, if you're thinking about donating, or if you have been thinking about it and you haven't got around to doing it, now would be the time to do it. And the best way to do that is through the helpanimalsindia.org website, one of the best websites around. If you haven't been to the Help Animals India website, you really need to check it out, because, man, it is just the best website, and great photographs and stories and great education about all of this. And you can see what a really phenomenal job that Eileen has done over the years and this organization that she's put together. And then I know I'm not real tech savvy, but if I can figure out how to donate, I even figured out how to make it a monthly donation. So if I can do it, y'all can do it too. So it's real important that we get on and sign up for the Help Animals India newsletter, because Eileen is very conscientious about not overwhelming us with lots of email. They are few and far between. How often do you do an email?
Every other month. But
every other month.
But we do post to social media almost every day. So take your pick, and just hope to see anybody local online. And, you know, we really appreciate you, Martha, for everything you do for the animals every single day.
Oh, thank you. All right. So we need to wrap up here, but before we do, I have to have a little personal side discussion with Eileen.
Oh,
because
no.
Remember, you know, you've been working on rescuing a kitty. Another orange kitty. You have an orange kitty, but you had a little stray one. You were working on. Have you made progress inviting this girl into your home?
Yesterday, my husband and I, we were able to pet her.
Oh, yay! You got your hands on her.
Yeah,
woo-hoo!
Outside, and she will come in if the door is open to eat.
All right.
And then, but the few times we shut the door, she freaked out. And, you know, I have trapped many feral cats. She's only semi-wild, obviously. And we don't know if she's related, because we rescued this other orange kitty in our backyard 5 years ago. And they kind of, like, kissed through the screen door.
Well, so they could be relatives of some kind, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
But as I always say, they could be related, but not that any indication that they get along.
But, you know, it sounds, you know, it seems like this is a match made in heaven, because Eileen and her husband's orange kitty that they rescued some time ago already accepted the new one. And so it's just a matter of slowly integrating her and getting her comfortable in the house.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Now, I know that there's challenges, you know, all the cat groups are doing a great job, but I would just say, for myself, it's just a pleasure not finding cats all for the first time in my life, finding cats all over the place.
And
the only ones I am finding, and I'm sure she's fixed, you know, because like Meow, you know, they adopt out only six animals. So it's just real different than other areas. So, you know, I can just help one cat at a time.
All right. Well, let's all think good thoughts to support Eileen and Mark and their project here of welcoming this stray girl into their home. And
yeah, slowly.
I suspect it's just going to happen as the weather's changing and it gets cooler. I think she'll make a choice to come in and be comfortable inside.
Yeah, so. one group that we helped that wanted to get them a trap, and they said, no, we just do it the slow way. And so, you know, I have to respect that. But, well, you know, when you're helping a lot of cats, you really need the trap. And I heard the Feral Cat Project in Lynwood did 500, what they call snips, last month, 500.
Oh, it's amazing how many they do, spay and neuters.
Yeah, so that's from Eastern Washington. We get them. So our area right here is a little bit of... Okay.
Yeah, with all the spays and neuters that have been done by the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project and all the, you know, private shelters and all of that, it's amazing that we haven't made more of a dent than we have in the feral cat population. But
no,
I guess
we've made a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, all righty. I'm looking. We're,
anyway, I just want to say it was a real thrill, you know, getting to pet, you know, a wild animal, you know, that they trust you and, you know, all the
communication
that goes on.
Well, that's a huge step. So you're definitely making progress. I'm glad I asked. We got to take care of advertisers so I can get current events in before the top of the hour. But Eileen, thank you for all the great work that you do. Please, everybody, go to helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter, make a donation. Any bit helps. And Eileen, keep up the good work. And I look forward to talking to you, in October.
Yeah, they'll have a day for Gandhi, you know, the great peacemaker and lover of animals.
All right,
early
wonderful.
October. Thank you,
all right.
Martha.
Thank you, Eileen. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless to you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take care of advertisers and come back for a quick current events and so forth before we get on the love train one more time. Next hour, we've got animals24-7.org and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, September 1st at 1 p.m. Pacific, for archetypal symbols about the Virgo new moon, cosmic energy theme, manifesting visualization, understand astrology with Sabian symbols, numerology, tarot, Vedic, and mythology. The Virgo new moon calls us to nurture our creations. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, September 1st, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're winding down the second hour of our Happy Labor Day weekend edition. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique worker, and you can work with her privately in her office, which is in the Interspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom or something like that. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And her working with you on the air doesn't count. So even if you've called in and had a free remote session on the air, you can still get a free in-person or remote session off the air with Linda. So you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you're interested in a free introductory session, you can call or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And be here next week because Linda and Brother Nils will be here for our Healing Sunday. Free remote treatments for everybody, humans and animals, next week. All righty. And then, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And that's before we run out of time. Nathan, how about we do some current events? Some of the activities remaining on the current events list. Coming up at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett, they're at McCollum Park. Gosh, it's a great place. If you haven't been there, you should put it on your list. Learn how to revive the North Creek watershed on Thursday, September 5th at 7 p.m. It's free. So if you live in the North Creek watershed, you might want to attend that little free class. And then this one sounds really intriguing to me. Learn how to make rain gardens, design and installation. That'll be Thursday, September 19th at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. It is also free. They suggest a $5 donation. And if you're interested in signing up for either of those events, you can call them at 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. And by the way, if you're driving or something or you can't write things down, you can always go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events on the left side of the homepage, and that will bring up all the details for all this great stuff. All right, then let's see. We got the Positive Alliance stuff going on. Let's see, their virtual auction will be coming up October 19th through the 26th. There will be an Oktoberfest, a Cattoberfest in Renton, October 19th. They'll be doing free ID tags there. They will be at the Bark at the Park in the adoption pen for the Seattle Mariners. And there's one more, Nathan. Bark in the Park for the Mariners, and that's Thursday, September 12th.
Now, did you mean Aqua Sox or Mariners?
No, this is Mariners.
Okay.
September 12th versus Texas Rangers. Then there's also one more Bark in the Park for the Aqua Sox, and that's this week, September 4th. So that's just 3 days away. It's an evening game, 7:05 pitch. And we, of course, did it last year, and we did it this year, and we had a grand time. So
always a blast attending.
Yeah. All right. Now, a new event here for Positive Alliance. It says their Home is Where the Heart Is soiree is coming up on Saturday, September 14th. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Duwamish Longhouse in West Seattle. This fun event raises critical funds to support their programs working across the state to increase shelter adoptions, access to spay and neuter, and help keep pets with their caretakers. So if you want more details, go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. There'll be more details there. Let's see, homeward pet adoption. There's no place like home. 5K run and walks coming up on September 14th. So you want to check that out at homewardpet.org. Let's see here. And I think that might be, that's it for what's going on our current event schedule. And gosh, I got time to mention to you, we just had a nice conversation with Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India. But during the week, she sent me an interesting piece. Nathan, I don't know if you've ever heard about this. I hadn't heard about it. But copper discs, little flat copper round discs. She says, if you put them in your bird baths, the copper eliminates algae and stuff, but kills the bird flu virus. And so it's really, so apparently they're available on Amazon. I have the link and stuff, but she just told me about these things. So I haven't had a chance to investigate them, but I have a bird bath. I also have my fountain. I don't think we have a problem with bird flu right here in my neighborhood. At least I haven't seen any evidence of that, but there was something as simple as a copper disc I could put in my bird bath, especially if it eliminates algae. That sounds really great. But anyway, I'm just wanted to share that. Nathan, did you have something to say?
Well, copper does have antimicrobial properties to it, so there is probably something to this.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And so it's a copper disc. Now, I think Eileen said you can get them at Wild Birds Unlimited, you know, the bird stores around here. Or they're available on Amazon for, I don't know, 10 or 13 bucks, something like that. So they're not real expensive. Anyway, I haven't had a chance to really investigate them, let alone order them and give them a try. But I thought, they're not that I think I think I'll give it a shot, because that seems to be the latest thing to help our outdoor bird friends.
That, and also being exposed to the sun with those UV rays, that also kills out germs and things like that too, so it could potentially make it a very sterile environment given enough time for the stuff to do its work.
So I want to thank Eileen for the heads up on the copper discs for bird baths to eliminate the bird flu, and it sounds like a bunch of other stuff too. So I got to get onto Amazon and bring them up and then read about them and see, but I think I'm gonna order one on general principles, see how it works. All righty then. I think we have talked our way through the second hour of our happy Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. It is time to fire up the love train one more time. And remember, you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. This is it gets us up, gets our energy up, our juices flowing, and gets us a little bit of energy for the day and to get the week started right. So dancing's required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And while we're love training, we're sending the love all over the country, all over the planet. You know where it needs to go, and let's fire up that love energy. It is the most powerful energy on the planet, so let's spread it around and raise the vibration. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer, so that's coming right up. And by the way, I learned that from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We'll be talking to them at 11:30 today. And after we love train, the top of this hour, we'll be talking to Beth and Merritt Clifton. And the sun's out, so we'll get to talk to Henry and Arabella, their rooster and chicken. I'm looking forward to that. So anyway, here we go, energizing up our love train music. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues with animals24-7.org straight ahead after the love train. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 AM Kixi. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune in to our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 AM Kixi.